On to the Falcons, who take on the Cowboys this weekend. We've been discussing if the way they are winning games is sustainable. And we're talking about the defense, the amount of takeaways they've had, still trying to generate that pass rush. But Mike had said it was matchup-based, so this weekend it is the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, and Bo and I both had the same reaction, kind of, working our way through all that stuff and talking about matchups, and I think we both kind of looked it up at the same time. We're like, what does the Cowboys, rushing yards look like? What's the YP? What's the yards per carry? Worse than the NFL. Worse than the NFL. Like
I don't know why that was the way you just said
worse
it.
Worse in the NFL, Tiff. Like half of what Baltimore is ripping off right now. Cowboys at 3.4 yards per carry, and Baltimore obviously the best. I think it's 6.2. So this is where all the stuff comes, but when Jerry Jones gets the questions about why you didn't sign Derrick Henry. And I love the fact, by the way, that Jerry Jones was like, Derrick Henry wouldn't be having that success here. It's like, let me just put this as honest as I can here. That's a product of what they got going on in Baltimore.
I'll tell you this. Going into last week, our second option in Tyler Allgeier in the running game had more yards than Rico Dowdle does now. That's how bad. In fact, I'll tell you, Atlanta's averaged 100. We are now averaging right around 121 yards a game on the ground, which it looks pedestrian compared to the 200 that the Ravens and Derrick Henry are averaging.
It's ridiculous.
Now, Lamar is obviously a big part of that, and I think it's important to point that out. But still, you go back and look at Dallas is pedestrian 74, which Mike said is the worst in the league. I mean, it is bad. But now, look, because Dallas is a team that's 3-4, they have won games, they've had to flip it the other way, where they're one of the better throwing passing teams in the league, but so are we. We're 251 yards a game with Kirk. I mean, you go look at Kirk's numbers, and it's kind of snuck up on us, Tiff, and I know it's inflated a little bit by almost 800 yards against one team in two games, but the fact of the matter is, Kirko's got 2,100 yards and 14 touchdowns, and we're halfway through the season. He's on his way to right around 30 touchdowns if it holds up, and 4,200 yards.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting the dynamic that has kind of switched. You go back to watch the Pittsburgh game that we played in to start the year. It does not even look like the same team on the field, and it's like all the same players, and it kind of leaves you scratching your head, leaves you upset about what you did see against Pittsburgh. Let me ask you guys this, because one of the things I can't wrap my head around the Cowboys, and it's not like I've watched every snap, but Dak Prescott's career, he's been able to run the ball a little bit. And that is something that has just completely left this offense. And I think that's one of the things that if I were the offensive coordinator of Dallas, I would look to get back into. I'm pretty sure, and I don't know this for certain. At this point, Kirk Cousins might have more rushing yards than Dak Prescott does this year. Which is unbelievable, because I think we saw his first rushing attempt this past weekend, and he got 13 yards, and then he got a QB sneak. So Dak is probably, from what I'm looking at, Dak's probably right around 20, actually, now that I see it. He had a 12-yard rush a couple weeks. That's unbelievable. When you think about how mobile he's been throughout his career and how well he moves, it just seems like a zone read every now and then might kind of serve this offense to do some good things.
I wouldn't disagree with that, and I'm kind of surprised by the number that you just said there, because we have seen him be mobile or get quarterback design runs, but also he has the ability to extend plays as well. I just don't know what's going on with their offense. I don't even know if they do.
Oh. Well, Dak was he was running quarterback at Miss State. In fact, he was because Dan Mullen was his guy, and he was in a lot of ways kind of like a Tim Tebow type player. I mean, it's on. You can go back and watch the film. That's how he was used. Now, he threw it more. He was he's clearly a better passer than Tim Tebow ever was at any point in his career.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the way he was used. Now, that's also the offense he was used in, but I wonder how much of it, because wasn't it?
Well, the ankle, too. He's coming off and not to say he's still injured. Clearly, he's playing, but ahead of the season, he still had to wear that boot on it when he wanted to go on the boat because of, to keep the swelling down and stuff. So, sorry,
he wanted to
go deep sea fishing or whatever it was. He had to keep the swelling down. So maybe the ankle is somehow factoring into limiting him somewhat in the ability to you know.
I think a lot of it has to do with maybe the ankle, but some of the zeros now attached to the back of his name, where it's like, and how much do we want to put this guy in harm's way?
Well,
and it's the law of diminishing returns at a certain point. And to me, I don't want that to be the one thing that pops up against the Falcons that you're like, boy, they really had a coming out party on the ground with Dak. Like that scares me, because it's like eventually you got to get back to the things you do. And that's just, when you look at his rushing numbers this year, he hasn't had more than two attempts in any game. So it's kind of a head scratcher in terms of what they've been actually asking him to do.
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to 2020 too, when he did have that devastating ankle injury and he missed a ton of time. I'm sure at some point some of that stuff comes back and you're like, is it worth it? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Where I'm going to run more than I need to, and I don't blame guys for shutting it down when you've been injured like that, because you go back and he really, yeah. I mean, hell, you know, this is the worst rushing year of his career other than the injury, and it's far and away.
Yeah.
I mean, he still ran the ball to a good extent even after the ankle injury. And to only have run it 10 times halfway through the season, it's almost halfway. They did have their bye week already. It is a little bit odd, but I don't know. That's their problem. I don't really give a crap. I mean, I hope the problem continues for them this week.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, like you said, I don't care who they have and who they don't have. My goal at the end of this week is to be 6-3.
Well, and that's the thing, is we started this conversation talking about matchups for the Atlanta Falcons. While the Atlanta Falcons have not been great against the run, they haven't been dead last the way the Cowboys' offense is right now. And so that leads you to believe maybe, all right, looking at the bright side of this, you can catch these Cowboys in a second 9 and a third and 7, and maybe that's when we can get back to playing the brand of football that we've asked for, where you actually can tee off and find them in obvious passing downs, which we haven't done a good job of.
I also think your offense maybe changes the way teams play you as the game goes on. And when I mean the way they play you, I don't mean anything about their defense. I mean the way their offense. And I wonder if some of that crept in last week with Tampa Bay, because you're down 14-7. You are able to get off the field, right? You tie it, and then they give you the ball back. And you're up, I think it's 17-14, or it's 20, it was 21. No, what was it? You kicked the field goal.
You got it 24-17.
24-17, that's what it was. It was 21-14, and they kicked the field goal, and you're able to go down right before the half and make it a full touchdown. And I wonder if teams are starting to look at that and say, hey, their offense is starting to click. You know, Kirk is starting to feel that rhythm. We're gonna have to score with them, and I
look at it complete opposite. I'm gonna run the ball and keep him off the field is the way I would do it.
That's the way a lot of people would look at it. But you know how pass happy these offensive coordinators are these days.